Often, people tend to look for magic when it comes to solving problems. So here's a magical concept for you. Are you ready? Here it is. Anxiety is incompatible with relaxation. What does this really mean? It means that many symptoms of distress, such as panic or anxiety episodes, characterized by fear of being noticeably nervous and an overall fear of losing control, can be controlled by internal self-regulation, which is the scientific reference to relaxation. Self-regulation can have magically wonderful results for anxiety and stress control once the skills are learned. Self-regulation is, in essence, natural medicine. Like any real skill, it takes practice. Just like an athlete needs to work out to improve performance, or an actor or actress needs to train to perform. There are many methodologies available to facilitate self-regulation, including progressive relaxation, imagery, meditation, yoga, self-hypnosis, and biofeedback. The empowering exercise in this program includes dynamics of all of these techniques. There is no one way which is best for everyone. That's because people have different chemistry and therefore need different approaches. Breathing technology, which you've been practicing during this program, is indigenous to and the basis of most relaxation strategies. The most productive method is that which teaches the individual to be independent and confident. Key concept here, confident with the skill. Since 1978, I have practiced the art and science of biofeedback training with my patients. Biofeedback has been especially productive because it is the use of sophisticated, non-invasive technology to measure and make available information about one's physiology that otherwise would not be available. Biofeedback provides objective data and information which greatly facilitates the learning process. An example of biofeedback technique is hand warming. The attached bio card in your program is a biofeedback tool which measures skin temperature. Skin temperature training or hand warming is based on a conscious process where the individual learns vasodilation. This is a mind-body or psychophysiological dynamic. Skin temperature is not to be confused with body temperature. Dry, warm hands equal relaxation. Cold, cool, or sweaty represents stress. Your challenge is to differentiate between good and bad stress, productive and non-productive energy. Remember, I said when I do all of my performances on radio, television, in front of live audiences, my hands get cold 10 minutes before the presentation because of vasoconstriction. I can assure you, for me, this is positive stress and positive energy to be cultivated. Be clear on what it is for you. Being able to increase skin temperature 3 to 4 degrees Fahrenheit is often enough to abort an anxiety or panic attack. Your adult mind, remember your logic and objectivity, your internal computer, will tell you that learning this skill will require some time and effort. Hand warming is also used to control migraine headaches and other stress problems. In fact, I once published an article describing my discovery that this training helped a patient with hemorrhagic diabetic retinopathy abort his stress-induced hemorrhages. This is very powerful stuff. You already have a head start with the breathing exercises and your bio card awareness. The self-regulation technology in this program is going to focus on helping you learn, number one, diaphragmatic breathing. Number 2, muscle awareness. Number 3, skin temperature awareness. Number 4, application of the technique. These processes will help you learn to let go. Remember, real control, letting go, is an integration of attitude, thinking, emotion, and physiology. Self-regulation training will empower you to let go of your hypervigilance and hyperarousal. The quieting response will improve your focus and concentration. Take a moment now. Turn off the audio and go to socialanxiety.com. Listen to the interview entitled Group Anxiety and Blushing. Karen, a film editor, describes during this interview an experience in group therapy where she felt the blush and adrenaline working its way up her body. She accepted it. She let go. And the blush did not reach her face. Return when you are ready. In order to ensure productive learning, nurture yourself. Remember what nurturing is. Listen to the following empowering self-regulation exercise 21 times within the next 30 days. It is exactly 19 minutes and 15 seconds. 21 times within 30 days. Can you do that? Practice makes perfect. Remember, the number 21 has been demonstrated to be the crucial number for the learning of a new habit.